fraud statements, bring in all of your income that you've made, recognize if you've received any gifts, especially if you received a foreign gift, and ask questions. Your last year's return, you know, everybody says last year's a good baseline. It may be, but this is a one-off year where last year may not be indicative of what's going to happen. So I'm telling every one of my clients, ask them, we send out mass emails. Do you have a Robinhood account? Have you traded in a virtual currency? The government specifically asks you that question on the return. What sold or traded in the currency or holding it? Whether or not you've moved. A lot of people might have moved this year and are working remotely, and maybe they have to file in a non-resident state that they've never done before.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Stay with us. It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This guy do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on the new WGSO.com website. Make sure you head over there, check it out. Now that we are not-for-profit status, you can find out all the ways that you can help contribute to WGSO and especially our 75 for 75 campaign that we're doing this year. So again, head on over to WGSO.com. And unfortunately, no Mike tonight. He's again in Lake Charles helping those folks out, trying to recover from the storm last year. But he's really missing out because I'm excited because New Orleans musician, guitarist, singer, songwriter Mark Stone is with us tonight. How's it going, Mark?
It's going well. How you doing, BJ?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Did you make it through Mardi Gras okay?
Yeah, you know, Pandemic Raw was an interesting experience, but I came out the other side in one piece. How about yourself?
I did. We sat around the house with beads on and had drinks and king cake and barbecued, so it wasn't too bad.
That sounds good. Hang on.
So you're going to be playing tomorrow night. You're going to be playing the Funky Uncle, but before, and we'll get to that. But there's some other things that I wanted to talk with you about. First and foremost, being a fellow musician, I always like to hear everybody's backstory of how, you know, how they got their passion and their love for playing music. So tell me a little bit about that with you.
Well, I was born and raised in New York City, and my maternal grandparents were really big music fans during the, you know, the original swing era in New York. So they mm-hmm. saw everybody. Their weekly date was for the Friday night. I believe it was Friday night. They would call back the winners from the Wednesday night amateur night at the Apollo, and wow. they would go see that because my grandfather lived in what later became Spanish Harlem on about 116th and 2nd Avenue, and which was then the Southern Italian enclave. And my grandmother lived way out in Brooklyn, but he would go pick her up on the train, and they would go to the Apollo and other places and saw all the great swing era jazz bands. And so they had a real affinity for that kind of jazz and for blues. And my grandfather, even though he didn't finish high school, was really into studying the history of music. So when I was a little kid, he would tell me stories about Jelly Roll Morton and this magical place called New Orleans where this music came from, and he would play me these old records and say, listen to them play the blues, you know. And then when I was a little bit older, my stepfather had played semi-professionally in jazz clubs in the late 50s early 60s in New York, and you know, he came up seeing all the rock and roll shows at the Brooklyn Paramount that Alan Freed put on, and seeing, you know, all the greats of modern jazz in New York, Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley and Miles and Ornette Coleman. So my whole family, especially on my mom's side, was very deep into that kind of music, as well as rock and roll and opera and psychedelic music. So I was lucky to grow up around a lot of music, and particularly people who were really into the stuff that was bluesy at its root.
That's awesome. So when did you start playing?
Well, I wanted to be a tenor sax player because my stepdad had given me all his old Coasters records.
Okay.
And the sound just captivated me. I said, what's that sound? He said, it's a tenor saxophone. I said, I want to learn to do that. And he said, well, okay, you have to start with B-flat clarinet. So he took me downtown and got a used clarinet and took some lessons. I didn't really take to it that well. I didn't relate to it because I was hearing King Curtis's tenor in my head, even though, you know, I grew up listening to Benny Goodman and to a lesser degree, Barney McGuard and people like that. And yeah, but I had that tenor sax sound in my head. And then, you know, puberty hit and I wanted to rock out. So I started playing electric bass when I was 13. And then I got hip to B.B. King and switched to guitar when I was 16.
So I'm assuming you moved here because for that very reason, whenever your grandfather played you Jelly Roll Morton and all that, and it got the bug and gave you the itch to move to New Orleans. So when did you move here?
I came here for the first time in March of 1993 at the invitation of my best friend Lauren, who'd moved down here from New York, and the guy who was kind of my de-mentor, as I like to call him up in New York, the great Johnny Allen, of the New York blues scene, no relation to the great swamp pop singer Johnny Allen. He had been here on his honeymoon, and he said, Mark, you gotta go. And then Lauren called and said, I'm living in New Orleans with my boyfriend. And I came to visit, and they said, don't go home. I said, oh, I got a few more weeks of college left, so I'll go finish that. And I moved here in September of 1993 and started playing on Jackson Square my second day here, and got picked up by a band on the square, and that was pretty much it.
Wow. So you recently put out a new album. Let's talk a little bit about that. And it has a lot of fantastic musicians on it. You want to share some stories about that?
Sure. Yeah, that's actually the album that I'm working on. That I've been working on through the whole pandemic experience. My most recent album was released actually released in 2019. It was called Live at Tipitina's, and it was a solo record. It was from a solo set I did opening for the Radiators during Jazz Fest of 2018. And the record I'm working on now, which is called Shining Like a Diamond, it's my first studio album since 2015, mm-hmm. and it's been really fun. I've been working with Keenan McRae at Artist Sound Studios, and people might know Keenan for his work as a guitarist with Big Sam's Funky Nation, and prior to that with Tank and the Bangas, and he produced their first record that really broke out. And he's just an amazing multi-instrumentalist and studio owner, operator, engineer, producer, and, you know, a dear friend for years. So we did basic tracks over there. We went myself and Terry Scott Jr., from Gibson, Louisiana, outside home, who's been making quite a mark here on the New Orleans scene for the last 6 or 7 years. And I was fortunate to have him in my band that whole time. And he also has worked with Dr. John and Walter Wolfman Washington and John Mooney and Darcy Malone and all kinds of great people. And Alex Deering, a great bass player who was working with Ashton Hines at the time and with my band as well. We did some socially distant sessions to lay down rhythm tracks, and then I started doing a lot of stuff at home and overdubbing guitars and vocals and sending stuff out to other musicians and having them send tracks back. And so it's been a fun process, and we're at the mixing stage with most of the tunes now.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the album, and want to play your song Digitize going to break. So we'll come back and we'll talk more with Mark Stone right after this.
Living life on the screen, they don't realize the masses don't say what they mean. People staring in windows till they can't see the wide open sky. They let the power burn their brain while it rules their eyes. When you digitize, living life on the screen, they don't realize the masses don't say what they mean. I know we all want something to believe. So gray, but it's never black and white. No matter what game you play, you digitize. Living life on the screen, they don't realize. The masters don't say what the masters don't say what they.
Masters don't say what the masters don't say, or the masters. wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Mitch Gibbs here, and want you to join me in person or by listening to WGSO Radio 990 AM or on the web at WGSO.com to our fifth and exciting season of In the Paint, where we will talk New Orleans Pelicans basketball and some college basketball as well throughout the season live from 1 to 2 p.m. every Thursday afternoon at world-famous R&O's Restaurant on Old Hammond Highway in historic Bucktown, Louisiana.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The truth is what I want to know. Where do we come from and where do we go? The truth is what I want to know. Where do we come from and where do we go? In my heart, I can feel what is wrong and what is real. I don't care who's to blame. I just want
Stone
to
on WGSO 990 AM. Mark, I'm digging it. I really dig the bass line and everything in that song. It's got such a cool groove to it. And
thank you.
And Digitized, also amazing. So this album that you're working on, when do you expect that it'll be out and be able to get into people's hands?
Well, you know, we just released a single digitally called I Wasn't Lonely. It's kind of a hitting soul rocker kind of thing. And I had the amazing Mashiach Lake was kind enough to come in and duet on two songs with me on the album. And on I Wasn't Lonely, the utterly brilliant and mind-blowing Mike Dillon came in and played percussion and vibes on it. So that's actually out digitally. I've just released it myself. I haven't put it on any platform, but if you go to either my Mark Stone Music Facebook page or any of my other social media, my personal Mark Stone page, that's all Mark with a C, and hit me up. What I'm doing right now is I'm offering to let people hear both the single and tracks in various states of completion and maybe even have some input. And we're hoping to have the whole album out by what would have been Jazz Fest, let's say.
Oh, awesome. That's a really cool idea to get people's feedback and get people involved with production of the album. That's awesome. And truthfully, it gives people that sense of being a part of it, and a really cool idea.
Appreciate it. People have been enjoying it. You know, I've been getting a lot of cool feedback and a lot of cool ideas. Mm-hmm. It's nice to get perspective from fans because, as a musician, I've always tried to remain a fan as much as possible in the way I perceive how stuff hits me. But if you do it, you know, if it's your living, if it's your job, you have certain filters that you hear it through. And it's great to hear from people who really just, they have their visceral reaction to the music, and it's pure. And to hear that from people is so inspiring. So if anyone wants, you know, get in on the action, man, hit me up on Facebook or something. Let's talk about the record.
Yeah, you know, and it's, I personally, for me, I had bandmates, and they were really, amazing guitarists, amazing drummers. The guitar player when I was in a band, and I'm originally from St. Louis, but, he could play just about anything under the sun, but there was times when he had to reel him in because you have to, you don't want to play music for other musicians. You want to play it where people will enjoy it. And, you know, it's, I might know what you're doing, or, you know, another guitar player might know what you're doing, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to resonate with the fans. And so that's why I think
people have to feel it.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. And so that's a really cool idea that you came up with. So tomorrow night, the big show, have you played the Funky Uncle before?
No, I have not. I laid low through most of the pandemic. You know, I really, even though it was a tough decision, I felt like I wanted to not necessarily contribute to any of, you know, the spikes going on if I didn't have to, and been working really hard on the record and really kind of picked my battles in terms of what I wanted to do performance-wise. And I'm really, really honored that Christian invited me to do this. It's my first Mark Stone band gig, actually, since December of 2019. You know, I was very busy with solo gigs and working with Big Al Carson and the Blues Masters in the fall and spring up to the shutdown. And you know, RIP Big Al and his wonderful bass player, Harold Scott. We both lost them. We lost them both back-to-back in the spring. But I had all my band bookings leaning towards the spring because, you know, we were on Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest, and we were booking a bunch of stuff around that. So tomorrow night is the first Mark Stone band gig since 2019. Really excited for it.
Well, everybody needs to check it out. Mark, we're going to have to step aside here in just about 30 seconds. But tomorrow night, go to thefunkyuncle.live, 7 o'clock. And real quick, Mark, where can folks find your music?
They can find it at markstonemusic.com. And to get the new stuff, look me up on Facebook, Mark Stone with a Mark Stone with a C. I think it's markstone.397. But if you look up Mark Stone in New Orleans and music, you'll find me, or hit me through my Facebook Mark Stone Music page, and I'll be happy to tighten you up with some of the new music, and you can hear the completed stuff, or put your ears on some stuff that's in progress and let me know what you think.
All right. So 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics in an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates. We ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Governor John Bel Edwards announces starting Monday, a new wave of residents will become eligible for the vaccine, including teachers, additional medical workers, and those 55 and older who have a medical condition that makes them more susceptible to COVID. And several roads across North Louisiana are impassable as a result of yesterday's freezing rain. Jeff Palermo reports several vehicles have slid off the roadway on Interstate 20.
State Police Trooper Brent Hardy says I-20 is like an ice skating rink.
I mean, in our driveway, it's just a solid block of ice, and that is exactly what our interstates are like right now.
Hardy says the two winter storms have produced a 4 to 5 inch block of ice on the interstate, and even troopers who trained to drive in these conditions are struggling. He says the motorists who are getting stranded didn't give a good reason on why they were traveling.
A lot of them were just out to look at the scenery and see how conditions are everywhere.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com News. I'm Matt Doyle reporting.
The 2021 Honda Pioneer lineup is here to make light work of the job and add a heavy dose of fun to your day off. Every Pioneer side-by-side is stocked full of smart technology, responsive power, and Honda's hallmark of engineering excellence. The only thing left to add is you. Then you'll understand how life is better on a Honda. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate. HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com. And start discovering great deals today.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Hi, this is Jen Van Halen, your Fit Realtor with Revolution Realty. Let me motivate you through the buying, selling, or leasing process. As a realtor with over a decade of experience, I will guide you through step by step. From your first viewing to the act of sale, I'll be by your side. This is the time, your time, the best time to choose me, Jen Van Halen, and Revolution Realty.
Go away now.
right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And we want to thank Mark Stone for stopping by and sharing his background and his music. And, of course, don't forget to go check it out tomorrow night on FridaysFromTheFunkyUncle.com or FridaysFunky.live, FunkyUncle.live, I believe. They changed the website on me. TheFunkyUncle.live. It used to be FridaysFromTheFunkyUncle.com, but now it's TheFunkyUncle.live. So make sure you go over, check it out. It's one of the cooler things I've experienced living in New Orleans, and I hope it's something that we can continue to do even post-pandemic. So make sure you go check it out tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. All right, so let's talk some sports. How about that? And you missed it last week, and maybe I might have to play it again just because it was so good. Have you heard of Flew LeBorg?
No, I don't think Flew LeBorg.
Flew LeBorg, he's a German actor and comedian. He explains baseball.
And to his countrymen, I take it?
I guess. Well, he's very confused by baseball.
As I think we all are, even as it being America's pastime, sometimes I'm just like, why? Like,
I think it's, yeah, it should still be up there. There should be a hotkey for it.
For flu.
Just see, F-L-U-L-A.
No? Did they take it down? That's it? All right, there we go.
So he
I'm watching now
baseball.
A little bit your baseball here in America. This game is the most confused game of that I'm knowing. I enjoy football. You say soccer. We have a ball. We have a net. We have a net. Kick in, boom. You kick it. Did ball go in net? Boom, point. We are finished. Next time. Now we go again. Ball, point, boom, net, ball, net, done. Now baseball. Oh, okay. We have some pillows. We have some pillows on the dirt. And then we have some grass. And then we have people that stand all around to make a grabbing of the downstairs. Grab of crouch. Look around. Then man with stick is there. And then man look at stick man. And look at man with glove. And he make like this one.
He's one. Nodding and shaking his head no.
For like 1 minute with a man. And then he, boom. He throw a ball to the stick man. And the stick man may hit. If he make a miss of 3 times, then out. But if 4 times the throw is bad, boom, then he may walk to a pillow. Or if he make a hit of ball and it go to the side of the paints, then it is more hits. But if he hit a ball very far, then he may run on all the pillows around the pillows. And sometimes someone is stealing the pillows. And sometimes a man is, if you hit a man with a ball, then he may run to the pillows. And many people, the boys in the trench, they sit in the trench and they look around and they spit and the hat. And then clap, clap, and spit, spit. And then they run. Then they run to the field. And then they make a trade in 9 times. But time out on the 7. After 7 times of run on field, everyone sing a song about popcorn. And then they do more. Hits and throws. What? Who's winning? What is occurring? I don't know.
There you go.
It sounds like baseball being explained to, like, by a toddler,
or somebody who's been drinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go stereotypical drunk German kind of.
Yeah,
happy drunk German.
Yep, but I thought that was pretty funny. Because I know people that would explain baseball pretty similar, and they're not German, so So let's talk a little baseball. What did you think of Fernando Tatis getting paid?
Good for him. It sounds like it really almost been like a long time coming because everyone's like, what, 22? He's 22 years old. Yeah. He was only making the league minimum. Mm-hmm. And he had a great year last year.
Yeah.
So good for them. Everything came for San Diego. I mean, you need that for that kind of that area code. So.
Yeah, right. And that's no kidding. So he signed a 14-year, $340 million contract. So he'll be there pretty much for the rest of his career.
Yeah, if he wants to be there. Yeah.
And, you know, he's one, I would say he's probably one of my favorite non-Cardinals. I think he's great defensively. He's a great hitter. And even was it last year that he got kind of a bad rap because I don't even remember who they were playing, but they were beating the tar out of him. And
oh, they had like umpteen home runs. Like it wasn't even just him.
Yeah. And the bases were loaded, and he ended up hitting a grand slam. Yeah. And they, you know, like people were mad at him for, like, you know what?
For hot dogging. Yeah. It's like, you know what? The next time, don't pitch at me.
Yeah. That's how you fix that. I can't blame him for that.
Or get him out. Yeah.
Yeah. Come get on. Him out. Strike him out. But yeah, I thought it was a good day.
I flew to explain that one.
Right.
Wait, your pitcher got mad because he wasn't good enough to get the guy out?
Right.
Yes, I explained that. And then wants to complain that the guy hit off of him?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But, man, they have some money tied up on the left side of their infield between Tatis and Machado.
Machado. Those two. I think everyone else is fairly young. Didn't they get Snell? They got Blake Snell.
They got Yu Darvish. They got Eric Hosmer signed. Whenever he signed with them a couple of years ago, he signed for over $100 million.
Got some names.
So they got quite a bit of money tied up, and you know I guess that has something. You know, there's something to be said about teams spending money in the pandemic because they didn't. You know, they weren't bashful about it.
Good for them. It's kind of pseudo, or kind of like, you know, what the Yankees would do, just throw a bunch of money at guys, or what they still do. But at least you got guys that are good in their prime while they're young, and so you're not wasting their best years. And it's like, hey, let's go. Like, we do have the potential to get a title. Let's go get one.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do that because the Dodgers, they're so stacked that you have to try to spend some money. And you know, I was watching MLB Network this morning and they were talking about it. And I don't know if I agree with this. They were trying to equate the whole thing like, well, now that the Chargers are in Los Angeles, there's more money for the Padres. I'm like, well,
more money for what? Like fans? Like people that went to the Chargers games to go to
Petco? I wasn't connecting the dots on that. I don't really see how losing the football team would get more money for the Padres.
Right, because like, and then California is still a big area where the pandemic's being it's hit hard there, and so I don't know exactly what they're going to do when the time comes, but I think that was lost. I don't know. Who was making that point?
Who was it on there today? It wasn't Al Leiter was filling in, and somebody was filling in for Matt Versurgeon.
Not the regulars.
No, it wasn't the regular guys. So
that might be why.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name, but he uses a whiteboard all the time and writes.
Says a hot. I guess maybe just wanted a different take. Just wanted to have something different to say than everyone else. Just be like, hey, it's a good get. Good job, Padres.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. But like I said, you got to keep up with the Dodgers, so it makes all the sense in the world.
If you're not doing that, it's like you're always playing. You're going to be playing for second.
Yep. And then the other big news from NFL today, Carson Wentz on the move.
Yeah, that seemed like everybody kept talking like he's reunited with Frank Wright. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, good. They needed one. They didn't get, and the Colts didn't really give up a lot either.
I was shocked, a third and a second.
Especially because they needed somebody. They clearly need somebody. I don't know if it was just because of how they just wanted to get rid of him, and where just because that's the stuff that's always difficult to see is like how much of that struggle is really on Wentz, how much of it is maybe Doug Peterson, the former Eagles coach, or even, you know, just the offensive line and players, that kind of thing.
Well, and you know, the other part of it too is, yeah, they got a second round. Well, the second round pick that they got could turn into a first rounder. But the thing is that they're still taking a $33 million cap
hit. They still got
that money
for that first for just what, next year, right? They still got at least you're not paying Jalen Hurts, and who else are you paying on the Eagles squad right now?
Well,
or at least coming up, or like right now, no one's there asking for a.
No, because Zach Ertz, they're not going to re-sign.
Yeah,
him.
I remember when saying before there was like rumors that there was going to be like a Ertz and Wentz deal, like they could go together, kind of thing. Should make them a package deal.
Yeah, I don't know, but well, that
I just think right now, if you're a tight end, like you could probably get as much money as you want. That's the only people that are catching the ball.
Yeah, it seems like
they're
it
just anymore. Bigger. Wide receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That every once in a while have to block.
Yeah. But that $33 million,
that's a lot.
That's twice as much as what our cap hit is on Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's, I think, I don't think Drew even costs that much right now. If he was to stick around for one more year. Because
no,
I think he moved. Didn't he move his.
It's the league minimum.
Yeah. So.
And that announcement is I saw today is apparently imminent. On the doorstep. Mm-hmm. So in the next few days, apparently it's supposed to happen. But the other thing was is that the NFL talking about the cap, they did increase it from 170 million to 180, but it's still down from where it was.
Yeah, because I said before, I think I thought they weren't going to touch it for next year.
Well, they did. They moved it to 170, and then they decided today they'll move it to 180. But it's still not for sure. So until
you got to get everyone to vote on it, and sure they have a meeting coming up.
Yeah, and then the new league
right before
season.
I think they have something right before the combine. I thought.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, a meeting, the owners' meeting, and but like for something like that, where it's like you have certain positions, just like let's say if you got a stud defensive end or a quarterback that you got two on one team, even that's going to tie up a lot right there. Like, mm-hmm. Why don't you just make a separate salary cap? Like, you have a separate bank account just mm-hmm. for, like, you could just say your skill positions or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like, hey, it's that money, that's all you have. Or even or even just for quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, all the quarterbacks be like, how much you got? I'll take it.
All of that. All of that will
all
be mine.
Of it, yeah.
Yep. So yeah, that was interesting. I saw something also about before the trade was official. That the Bears, I guess they had said that they would trade for Wentz, but he has to be all in on the Bears.
Well, what does that mean?
That's like, what I thought. What does that mean?
I mean, all in.
Right. He doesn't play for you right now. Yeah. So why would he be all in for you? Like, and truthfully, I don't know if I would be all in. If all in means like, oh, I'm super stoked to be a Chicago Bear, then no.
First of all, you got two quarterbacks there that you aren't even all in on.
Right.
You got a guy that I think like you got a Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
That you're not all in on. But right. You just got him as your insurance policy. That's what he is.
Yep.
And then you have Trubisky, who I think could do it. I think you just gotta like trust in him, give him the keys to the car, do things that he mm-hmm. excels at, which they're not doing.
No.
So it's just like, come on, Chicago. Get out of your own way.
Well, yeah, there is the problem right there. I mean, again, we talked about it not too long ago. Like, how long has it been since they had a successful quarterback in the Chicago Bears?
Like it was like a face of it really wasn't that long ago. But, I mean, he's retired now. And what's his name? He was the Vanderbilt quarterback. I'm drawing a blank. He went to Miami.
Oh,
Jay Cutler.
Oh, Cutty.
Yeah. And even then, he was just like, whatever. I got some talent, a little bit of smart, so I can do it.
Yeah. Well,
he went to an NFC Championship game, I think. Yeah,
yeah he did. I think the most successful thing he did was marry what's her name?
Yeah, Kristen Cavallari. Yeah.
There you go.
Of course, yeah, her name pops right up. Like old Jay. Sorry, man.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll do some Florida Man and we'll get out of here.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road to drive away. Follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining in. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you...
Biggie's
Louisi Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. So it's that time of the week. Especially we need it right now for as cold as it is in Louisiana. So how about a trip to warm and sunny Florida?
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so the first piece of news that I have out of Florida comes from Fox News, actually. And this one is titled, Florida Authorities Arrest Two Men They Say Pretended to Be U.S. Marshals. But can you guess why they pretended to be U.S. Marshals?
Oh, gosh. Well, I know it's idiotic. It's got to be. But something to inspect women's bras on the beach.
No. No. That would have, honestly, that would have been better, probably, I guess, depending on how you want to look at it. But no, they just pretended to be U.S. Marshals to get out of wearing masks. Yep.
I think they still have to wear masks, too.
No, I'm pretty sure they do. So the men allegedly threatened to arrest hotel employees for asking them to wear face masks. Authorities in South Florida arrested two men earlier this month for impersonating U.S. Marshals after the pair allegedly claimed to be federal officers to avoid wearing face masks at a resort.
When asked to put on a mask, the men allegedly threatened to arrest employees at the Wyndham Deerfield Beach Resort, which is north of Fort Lauderdale. That's according to the Sun Sentinel Times. Gary Brummett, 81 years old, mind you, allegedly claimed to be a U.S. Marshal and flashed a fake laminated card that said he was medically exempt from wearing a mask when the front desk manager asked him to put one on. He also pointed to a badge on his belt and said that said Cherokee Nation Marshal.
Oh, God.
And said to the manager, "Do you know what this means? I'm a U.S. Marshal and can have you arrested if you force me to wear a mask," according to the federal complaint. Two days earlier, Walter Wayne Brown, 53, allegedly told another front desk employee he was a marshal and didn't have to wear one after the employee tried to hand him a mask when he was checking in. An employee who was suspicious of the behavior called the police, and local officers arrived with a real U.S. Marshal. The men were arrested for impersonating federal officers and remain jailed in Broward County awaiting bond hearings, according to the newspaper.
Good.
And the men had never worked as U.S. Marshals nor Cherokee Nation Marshals, investigators found, according to the complaint. That's an awful lot just to not wear a mask.
That's not I think at that point, once you're busted, you know, they say the saying of like, "Oh, the truth shall set you free." This is one where it's like, you're already busted. You better come up with a darn good reason.
Yeah.
Because the one you give, it just makes you even more stupid. It's like, you should just say, like, "I was doing this," or like, "Oh, we're trying to play a joke on a friend."
Right. Dumb.
Regardless, Halloween or not, just don't impersonate law enforcement.
Yeah, not a good idea. Yeah. All right, so this one comes from, it looks like Orlando, or Naples, Florida. And this is Florida woman stabs sister with an EpiPen because she's allergic. Do you know what she's allergic to?
She's allergic. I'm going to say like a food allergy.
No. She stabbed her sister with an EpiPen because she's quote-unquote allergic to drunks.
Allergic to drunks. Wrong.
A Florida woman stabbed her sister with an EpiPen as the two were drinking together because she's allergic to drunks, according to the Naples Police Department. Police said they responded to the home of Joanna Zielinski, who shares with her sister the home she shares with her sister around 10:30 on February 11th due to a 9/11 call hangup. Zielinski's sister told officers they had been drinking together, and at some point she got tired and wanted to go to sleep, while Zielinski stayed up and continued drinking. The record show the victim said Zielinski, quote-unquote, went crazy and attacked her with an EpiPen, stabbing her multiple times, including her on her left thigh where a welt had formed. When asked about the incident, police said Zielinski replied, "I'm allergic to drunk, so I injected her with an EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk anymore. What's the big deal?"
I just like, when I hear EpiPen and stabbing, I immediately think of the scene in Pulp Fiction.
I hear you on that. So real quick before we get out of here, the last one is Florida man. This is also according to the Orlando Sentinel, so it was a rough week for them.
I wonder if they just have a section of the paper.
I would say.
Is there a tab on their website?
I think so.
Efforting. Hold on.
That'd make life so much easier for this bit. Florida man shines laser at sheriff's helicopter and leads officers to him and his meth, deputies say. Florida man who pointed a laser at the sheriff's helicopter led authorities to him and his baggie of methamphetamine, deputy said Thursday. Stephen Walter Gladu, 33, of Riverview, had his drugs in his pocket when he shined the green light three times at the pilot, temporarily blinding him, the Indian River County Sheriff's Office said. And the sheriff's office then posted, "Glad you led us right to yourself, Steve." So there you go. Don't if you got meth on you, don't do that either way.
Yeah, don't do meth. Yeah.
Don't do
also
meth.
Also, Orlando Sentinel does not have a tab for a Florida man.
Well, that's unfortunate. So, all right. Well, we're gonna get out of here. Mortal Musings is up next, and until then, just play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
And text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive.